It is so potent that no matter how what distance it travels, no matter what height it goes, no matter who it goes into or flows from, it will never lose its power. The power has its efficacy in cleansing sins and make us as true in the presence of the Lord once we apply the blood of Jesus Christ. I want to say welcome to all our visiting friends who are visiting with us from near and far, from the south to the north. They come from the east and from the west. Perhaps you are from Jamaica. You are from Germany. We welcome you here. And this is a place that you don't want to miss. If there is a place like this place, this is the only place. And this is a place you want to come and receive the warmth and the fellowship and the camaraderie and the unity of the Christian faith. Welcome. Welcome to Brooklawn Seventh-day Adventist Church. Those on Zoom, we're looking forward for one of these days when you'll join the fold in the home, in the house of the Lord, and we will fellowship one with the other. I mentioned about the walk through South Stratford on the 16th. Also there on the 9th, please do not forget this date also. On the 9th will be a grand honor day here. And we are asking you the same method you use to invite your friends to your parties. And your friends came in droves and numbers. Please use that same attitude and same method to invite people to church on that honor day, not only on that honor day, but throughout the church life, so that we can fulfill truly the purpose which God has called us to fulfill, bringing men and women to God. You know, when I was a young man listening back home on those transistor radios, we used to hear this gentleman, Billy Graham, early in the morning at 7 o'clock, bringing Christ to the nation. And we want to be fervent, bringing people to Christ. And that's our mission here at Brooklawn, to bring people to Christ. When you bring them to Christ, you leave them with Christ. Christ will now change and transform them into what he wants them to be. That's our work, to bring them to Christ. And the Holy Spirit do the transformation. All right. What is the will of God for man? That has been a discrepancy and a doubtful activity in the minds of many people. What is God's will? Do I really know God's will? So what? If you know God's will, what are you going to do? Well, today, here is an opportunity to learn from a scriptural standpoint, what is God's will? If you want to write, pull your papers and your pen and make your jottings, because I'm going to use 10 points to demonstrate the will of God to you. And while I move on into prayer, I want to say thank you for your prayers. And throughout the coming week, as I said before, starting tomorrow, we'll be on vacation. And I'm going to ask you for your prayers. And not only for this week, but throughout your prayer lives at home. And whatever you do, please constantly pray for us, because prayer does lift us up. Prayer does answer. It is a prayer of many people that are keeping us today. So keep praying. The Lord answers prayer in a real way, in real time. May not be real time for you, but it's real time for him. All right? Just on time, God. God has an instruction for all of us, no matter how young we are, and no matter how old we are. God has an instruction for us. And the instruction that he has for us will follow with what is called, if we follow them, if we follow these instructions, we will gain what we classify as maximum benefits. And we are a people who love benefits, am I right? If you don't like benefits, just raise your hand. We like benefits. That's how we are made up. We like to see results. If we obey and follow his direction or his directive, we will walk in the will of God. If we do what? If we obey and follow his command, we will walk in what? In the will of the Lord. And if there's a day that I want you to talk to me, it's today. We're going to talk together. We're preaching this sermon together, okay? All right? So I want you to write and talk with me. God has a directive. And that directive is to follow him. Let us pray. Come right in if you want to come. Come right in now. That's right. Let us pray. Father God, we are grateful for the fact that you have called us out of darkness of sin into your marvelous light of righteousness, and has a deep interest in our salvation. God, this church is sitting here. These people are sitting here waiting for a message from you. Please use my mouth to convey with words of encouragement, words of cheer, words of inspiration, and words of education to your people, so that they will get a new spark of inspiration and motivation to follow your will all the way. Bless everyone, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What is the will of God for man? What is a will? Let's talk from there. What is a will? It's a known form which suggests a will, or the last will and testament, is a legal document that describes how would you like your property or your asset to be distributed after your death. Do you have a will? When you make a will, you can also use it to nominate guardians for your children and dependents. In a will, these are the words you want to pay attention to. One, testator. Secondly, executor. Third, beneficiaries. Fourth, probate. The testator, the person who creates the will. He's the one who writes the will. The executor is the person that the testator appoints to carry out the action of the will. And the beneficiaries are the people or organization who are left bequeaths or the cash gift or other assets in the will by the testator. And the probate is the judicial process whereby a will is proved in a court of law and accepted as a valid public document that the true last statement of the deceased, or whereby the estate is settled according to the laws of intestacy in the state of residence or deceased at the time of death in the absence of a legal will. So, what is the will, Pastor? There is also the verb form, that is, this denotes an action. For example, I will go where he wants me to go. Also, a will is synonymous to desire. So the question can be asked, what is God's desire for you? Or what is God's will for you? Have anyone ever sat down and asked, God, what is your will for me? I come into this world and I'm just living. I don't know my going and my coming. I don't know where am I staying. I don't know. What, God, what is your will for me? You can be pertinent in asking, Lord, what do you leave on the will for me? What is God's will for man? Or for me? What is God's will for me? What is God's will for you? Ask yourself your question. What is God's will for me? Turn with me to 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is not slow. I'm reading from the NIV version. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So in this text, in the NIV version, God's will for us is for us to come to repentance, because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all are sinners. God wants all of us to repent of our sins. That's point number one. Let's go on to the King James Version of that same text. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but as long suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's will for us is for us to come to repentance, brethren. Come to repentance. What is God's will for us? First Thessalonians 4 and 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 3. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. That's the NIV version. The King James Version said, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. God is interested in our spiritual growth. So here's it now. Follow me now. God's will is for us to repent. God's will for us to grow spiritually. That's what sanctification is all about. Daily growing, daily dropping off all the things that would keep us out of the kingdom of God. So we need to understand that God's will for us is for us to repent and grow in spiritual life. Still a question. Pastor, what is God's will? 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16 through 23. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. What is God's will? God's will that we should what? Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Are you getting it, brethren? Are you getting it, brethren? Is it clear so far? Beautiful. We're moving on. So the text continues in this fashion. What is in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Brethren, we must always in an attitude to give thanks. We must always in an attitude to rejoice evermore. We must always be in an attitude to praying ceaselessly. Continue to pray and give thanks. Quench not the spirit. Praise the Lord. Quench not the spirit. That's the will of God. Continues. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that we which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very good and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and your soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is God's will for us, brethren? God wants us to be saved. So anything that we are doing must revolve around our desire to be saved. That's God's will for us. God's primary will for us is not that we become millionaires and become so independent. That's not God's will for us. God's will for us is for our salvation. And so whatever we do must revolve around our soul salvation, brethren. Did you get it? Have you gotten that, brethren? Please write that down. I said this morning in Sabbath school that we put so much effort in our educational pursuit and our career pursuit. So much. That the child who left home go to nursing school, theological seminary, medical school, they are not the same persons when they return after 4 years of study. You're not the same person. It is the same attitude and effort that we must put when we study the Word of God. When we study this Word of God, when we go through it and study it, it should transform us. We should not be the same person after we have gone through the pages of this book. Because we go through anatomy and physiology, and we understand the whole framework of the body. We go through the laws of the country, and we can express them. We go through medical school, and we can state, we can know what are the medicines, because we have studied that big, thick book, pharmacology. We can tell all the medications and the side effects of them and when to take them. But do we know when to pray when we are in trouble? Do we know how to pray when we are not in trouble? Have we developed an attitude of praying so that prayer can be a part of us? And using the words of God as comfort for all of us. That's what God is interested in. That's his will. God's will for me is for me to repent and escape eternal punishment. That's God's will for me. God is loving and is merciful to me enough that he wants me to do that. Therefore, brethren, all that I do must center on the plan of salvation. All that I do. If I eat, I must eat with salvation in my mind. If I drink, salvation should be on my mind. If I go to work, salvation should be on my mind. Because everything revolves about salvation, and salvation is God's will for us. Nothing else. That is why we are placed strategically to our workplaces, so that God can use us as conduit and as lighthouse to be in the light to the different people who we work with. We are God's workmanship, and as we impart and as we intermingle and as we clear, the love of God will be shed abroad through us to our work co-workers and our friends and our neighbors. That's what the will of God is. The will of God is not for us to have the most expensive car, or the big house with so many rooms. That's not God's will for us, you know? So how can I be a benefactor or beneficiary of God's will? How can I? Now God has made up his will. How can I be a beneficiary of God's will? And I tell you this, brethren, all of us here are in God's will. Did you know that? Did you know that, brethren? Very good testator. Puts all of us in his will. But here how we can become beneficiaries of God's will. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19 to 20. Turn with me in your Bibles or on your whatever you're using, Isaiah 1 and verse 19 through 20. Hear what it says. If you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the. Are you with me there, church? If you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. So let's interpret this a little bit. So if I'm obeying God's will, I will be beneficiary of God's will right here on earth. Am I right? Am I right, church? Yes. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to be beneficiaries of God's will. God wants us to be beneficiary of his will right as we are now. But we have to be willing and be obedient to follow his directives. Because God has a directive for all of us, you know. Well, like independent and you are your own man and your own woman, God has a map for you. And the reason why we sometimes get into jeopardies and shipwreck and turmoil and problem is because we veer away from God's direction. And so we get into our own direction. And when we get into our own direction, we get into problems. And then we, God help me. God has been helping you and giving you clear direction, but you are short-sighted, you are impatient and greedy. But we are, I am here today to bring us back. If we are willing and are obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. We shall be beneficiaries of God's blessing right here. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So how can I be a beneficiary of God's will? I must be obedient. First command, be willing and obedient. We must what? Trust in God. Trust and obey. When we trust and obey, we become recipients of God's will and blessings. Amen. And how do I know that? Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 7 through 14. And I'm going to read very fast and follow me in your Bibles and mark that text. There's a very fundamental text to know what God's will for you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 7 through 14. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. That is when you are beneficiaries of God's will. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before the seven ways. Come on now. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in the storehouse, and in all that thou sittest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Wherever you go, wherever you lie, the Lord will bless you. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. That's God's will, be obedient. All people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. You don't have to flex your fists and carry a gun when the Lord is blessing you. You don't have to do those things. Just by just appearing, people have to respect you. People have to fear you, because what? You are walking in the walk in the light of the Lord. And when you walk in the light of the Lord, even when your enemies come against you, because you are walking in the path of the Lord, they have to respect you. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods and in fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the and in the land which the Lord swore unto the fathers to give thee. And that's not just unique to Israel. It's also for us, because God wants to save all mankind into his kingdom. And so all mankind should repent of their sins. All mankind should walk in sanctification. And all mankind, including me. The Lord shall open unto thee the good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in season, and to bless all the works of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. When you are beneficiary of God's will, you become a lender, not a borrower. Hear more news now. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above all and above only. You shall be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou be heartened unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I commanded thee this day to observe and to do them, you will be head and not the tail. You will be above only and not beneath. Obedience. Thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I commanded thee this day, to the right nor to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. And it's easy to have other gods today, especially in the last days when people are becoming terrified. And trepidation is on your heel, and you are losing out on a lot of things. The bank is robbing you. The government is taking from you. Your neighbor is at you. It is the time in which you can turn to other gods and other sources of existence. But I want to tell you today, turn to Jesus Christ so that he can let you be a beneficiary of his will. And blessings will be upon us day and night, wherever we go, whatever we touch, blessings, blessings, blessings. But if you are not willing and disobedient, you'll get curses and curses and curses. You see, when you trust the Lord and obey, you get blessings that are God's will for us. God's will for us is to be blessed and want and content to bless us. Sanctification is a form of blessing. Growing up into Christ and getting rid of all the just of sins. So the next question is, how can I know the will of God? Yes, now. Mm-hmm. How can I know the will of God? Because we are finite beings and we do not know the minds of God. And our minds are contaminated with the sins and the devastation of this world and the climate that we are living in and all the culture that we're living in and all the philosophies that comes around us. Our mind is bombarded and messed up. And hear what the Bible says. In order for us to know the will of God, this is what has to happen first. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Well, I'm careful. Romans 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good an acceptable and perfect will of God. So you got to do something. We got to do something, brethren. We got to get this mind. The mind that we have that running after the goods of this land, that the more we move up them and the more we grow, and the more they escape from us. You know quicksilver? Huh? You don't know about quicksilver here, no. You know about quicksand? The more you step into it, the more you go down, and the more you try to get out, is the more you get down into it, and the more you try to get, you know that one? What can we use that is synonymous to those quicksilver so you can really understand what I'm talking about? You are chasing a balloon in the air. And the more you grab at it, you think you reach it, it moves away from you. Ah, this one comes to me. Have you gone to the beach? And you have a little air balloon that get away from you, or your swimming air bed, and you go after it, and the wave take it away, and you grab at it. And the more you grab at it, it's the more it further, your hand touch it, and it push it out, and you're going after it, and you keep going, and you're trying to go down to feel ground, to feel somewhere. You're out in the deep because what? You're chasing your air bed on the water and a sea that has a tempestuous waves and wind, and it just taking off. This is how we are chasing up the life in this earth. We're going after this house, we're going after that car, we're going after that job, we're going out, and the more we go, the more it slip away from us. We want money, and the more we get money, the more it slip away from us. Am I sounding practical? Am I sounding practical, brethren? What are you going to do about it? I'm telling you about the will of God. The will of God is for us to be still and know that He is God. The will of God is that God wants all of us to be saved. And anything that we are doing in our lives must revolve around the salvation of our soul. And when we become, when we begin to do the thing that strengthens the salvation of our soul, then we become recipient and benefactor of God's will. And when we are beneficiaries of God's will, because we have sought Him first, all the things that we want would come into our hands. And we'd have to make an effort because what? There's blessing on each side, blessing from above, blessing beneath. Everything we touch, everywhere we go, there's blessings. But when we forget God and we're running down the world, what we are doing, we are chasing a passing fancy. And they are only made of clay. Today they're demolished. Fire burned them. They are no more. The things that we are seeing, we run after it. But the things that we cannot see, we don't chase it. God wants us to be saved. So in order for us to know God's will, our minds have to be changed. Our minds have to be renewed. So we can know what good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Clear our minds. To be conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. Renewing your mind, those are the prerequisite to have what we call a possible understanding of what God's will for us. We cannot understand what God's will for us except God is beaming His will through our mind, through our neurons, through our senses. And as it goes through our sense, we have a better understanding, a perception of what it is. But if our minds are cloudy, we will not be able to understand it. However, brethren, be wise to know the will of God. When the will of God comes to you, be wise to act on it. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16 through 20. Therefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is. Therefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Always seek to know what God's will is. And be not drunken with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speak to yourselves now, brethren. This is it now. Speak when you are beneficiary of God's will. These are the things you want to practice as wise Christians. Don't drink, overdrink. Don't become intoxicated. But be filled with the Spirit of God. Ask God. God, please fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me direction. Don't stop until you feel that God's direction is with you. Don't stop. The same effort you go to nursing school, the same effort you go to plead for your professor to give you a better grade, the same effort you go through to get things done, to get your profession, is the same effort we need to go through to agonize before God for the Holy Spirit, because God's will for us is salvation. Amen. Speak to yourselves. In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Sing. When you're beneficiary of God's love and of God's will, you sing. Sing. Sing like Sister Stephanie. Sing. Sing. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing. Don't stop singing. Sing in your bathroom. Sing on your driving and when driving. Sing when walking. Sing, sing, and keep your heart in melody with the Lord. That's how it will keep us beneficiary of God's love or of His will. Giving thanks always for all things. Brethren, we must always be in an attitude of gratitude. Give thanks always unto God the Father in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give thanks. Give thanks. Don't complain. Don't complain. If God is so good to you to wake you up this morning, what are you complaining for? Why are you complaining? If God gives you another day for you to repent and to grow spiritually, give thanks. Because your co-worker who hit at you is another way to make you repent. Because there's something about you that is not right. And anytime you're going through crucibles, it means that something you're not letting go of. You have to let it go so the Lord can work His way through you. God's will for us is to be of service to each other from our heart. From our heart. Hear this. Ephesians 6 and verse 6. Servant, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, and as unto Christ. Not with eye service, or, let me put this in, or lip service, or with men are men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. So God's will for us to be of service to others from the heart. From the heart, brethren. God answers requests only when it is his will. You get that? Come on now, don't, come on, young ladies and young men. Don't see a young man or a young lady out there and you see as day as night that he is not for you. He is not walking in God's will. He is not obedient to his parents. He is not obedient to anybody. He is defiant. She doesn't respect nobody. Nobody bring chat to her. Don't pray for that person to be your husband or your wife. You have seen it. What are you praying for? You're praying and you want to bring that person to the pastor and you want to bring that person to the elder. Please pray that he change. Change from what to what? Are you not married to him? Let him go. Let her go. That's not God's will. God's will for you is that you walk circumspectly. And when you walk circumspectly, if he loves the Lord, he will see God in you and turn. 1 John. So God's will, God's answer requests. God answers requests only when it is his will. 1 John 5 and verse 4. Get this one down. This is nice. And this is the confident, and this is the confident that we have in him, that if we ask anything, if we ask what, brethren? Anything according to his will. Are you with me, brethren? If we ask anything according to his will, what he will do? He will hear us. He will hear us when we call. He will help us when we fall. The best friend to have is Jesus. Let us walk in his will. God answers prayer only when it is his will. Only the will of God lasts long. Only the will of God lasts long. 1 John 2 and verse 17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth for how long? How long? Forever. That's God's will. When things are in God's hand and it is God's will, it lasts forever. God's will is not on this earth. God's will is in heaven. It lasts forever. Salvation is God's will for man. With this in mind, brethren, let us pray. Let us pray according to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God's will for us is to be saved. And when we do everything that revolves around the salvation of God, we become kind, we become good servants, we become good workers, and we'll be whatever we hand touch it to do, it will bring prosperity. Let's move on. Matthew 12 and verse 50, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. So when we do the will of God, it brings us as a family together. It brings us, because I am doing God's will, you are doing God's will, walking in God's will, you are walking in God's will. We come together as a family in God's will, and God's will is for us to be as a family because he wants to save all of us in his kingdom. In conclusion, with God's will, he is the testator. For we belong to him. Amen. And the earth belongs to him. And all that there is belong to God. So he is the owner. He's the owner of everything, everything on this earth, all of us. He owns us. He's the testator. God's will, with God's will, he needs no executor. He knows how to give good gifts. Amen? With God's will, he needs no legal jurisdiction, for he is the righteous judge. With God's will, all he needs are people who are willing and ready to repent. Amen? People who are obedient. People who are ready to denounce this world. People who are willing to renew their minds. People who are willing to pray and to give thanks. People who are willing, who will say in their uttermost heart, everything they go on, anywhere they go, they say, according to God's will. Whatever I am doing, I'm doing it according to God's will. Brethren, know that you know what is God's will, please. Have no doubt what God's will is for us. Because the fact that we doubt, some people say, I don't know what God's will for me. You don't know what is God's will for. Nobody knows. By that condition of your mind, you said, since I don't know and you don't know and nobody knows, we do anything. And when you do anything, you are sinking yourselves and are gradually declining into sin and callousness. But now you know, when you go to work, it's God's will. Amen? When you speak, it's God's will. Amen? When whatever your hand touches is God's will, and when you see yourself prospering because you begin to order your life in God's will, it's because God has promised it to us that he that is willing and obedient will eat the good of the land. Your friends come up against you, they'll fall by your feet. Your plant, your vineyard, they'll grow like what we'll never see in our lives. Let us trust the Lord and be obedient to him, because that is his ultimate will. And anything revolves, anything that comes up our way, we must question it, match it up. The standard is this. Matched up the standard. Is this God's will? A young man come and say, you know, I love you. You must ask, is God's will? A young lady come up and say, you know, you look so nice and muscular. I like you. Is it God's will? Ask God's will every step of your way, because you belong to God. You belong to God. And if you belong to God, whatever you do, you are a beneficiary of God's will, the great testator of his divine will. Bow your heads with me, everybody. Bow your heads with me. When you bow your heads, if you have a friend, a family member, who is not walking according to God's will, pray the Lord at this time. Pray the Lord. Whether your son or your daughter, your husband or your wife, brother or sister, friends, son, or daughter, whatever it is, pray them up this time. This is your time to pray that the will of God be done in our lives. In our lives. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why won't you let him coming? As we sing this song, contemplate what God will is for you. Their Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why won't you let him come in? To keep you apart, what is your answer to him? Time after time, he has waited before, and now he's waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. This is a specific call with your heads bowed, everybody. You're down there and you realize that you're not walking in the will of God. You have one, it's a specific call, one, you have not yet been baptized. And that's a clear indication that you have not yet begun to walk in the will of God. And you're saying, because God has his will for me to be saved and I want to be saved in his kingdom, I want someone to pray for me so that I can be walking in the will of God. You're down there. You have not yet been baptized. And you're saying, I want to walk in the will of God, because I've heard it clearly today that God wants to save my life. But the way my life is today, I cannot be saved. But I want to be saved. I want someone to pray for me. Just bow your heads everywhere. If you're down there, just raise your hand. Raise your hand. You have not yet been baptized. And you're saying, I want somebody to pray for me. Just raise your hand. Raise those hands. Raise those hands. If you take one step towards the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide. Receive him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart he'll abide. Time after time. After time, he has waited before, and now he's waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, he wants to come in. Another call. If you're down there and you want to stand with me to say, Father God, keep me in your will and not let me get into your way. Keep me in your will and not allow me to get in your way. Stand with me. Stand with me. Father God, we, your people, have now come to a decision. And it is exhibited in our standing that we are willing, Lord, to walk in your will, not to get into your way. We surrender all to you, Lord Jesus, because we have seen the time in which we live. We have seen that it is crunch times, frivolous time, it is serious time, perilous times. But Lord, thank you for your words, that your will has come clearly to us, that we need to renew our minds so that we can good and acknowledge the clear will that you have for us. Speak to our hearts today and send us home safely. Meet those who have not yet surrendered their lives to you and are not yet walking to your will. Lord, bother their consciences. Forbear with them. Forgive them. And pull them to your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn, number 330, 330. Take